Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we talk about Colin Kaepernick and how hating America has become a cottage industry. You want to become a millionaire? Just say you hate the country. It's the easiest way to get to wealth. If you love America, you'll get boycotted, protested, and run out of town. Listen to our sister episode where we dive into TikTok and all of its malevolent aims against America. Email me your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you guys want to get a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider right now. Hit that subscribe button. Leave us a 5-star review. Screenshot us and send us proof that you did it. And you might just win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. And please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. It's charliekirk.com/support and becoming a monthly donor. We have a monthly private Zoom meeting for all of our monthly donors. If you become a contributor or a supporter to the Charlie Kirk Show, it helps us be a stronger show, pay for our research team, pay for the production costs, and also help us speak truth without the threat of leftist boycotts. Buckle up, everybody. Good episode in store. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
What do Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, Toy Story, and Colin Kaepernick all have in common? Well, they're all now part of the Walt Disney Company family. So Colin Kaepernick, who is a total fool, he's an awful football player, he's an anti-American, and quite honestly, an ingrate. An ingrate means someone who is full of ingratitude, the lack of thankfulness. Colin Kaepernick tried to start a conversation allegedly around police brutality. Colin Kaepernick starts to take a knee, and you probably know who Colin Kaepernick is by now. Awful quarterback. So ESPN, which is owned by Disney, announced that the first project to stem from the deal will be a docuseries chronicling Kaepernick's failed career. I added failed. Okay. Jemele Hill, who she's a real gem. We'll get to her in a second. She's a contributing writer for The Atlantic and former ESPN host. Will produce the upcoming docuseries. Hill left ESPN after being suspended from the publication for criticizing President Donald Trump, who she referred to as a white supremacist on Twitter. I'm excited to announce this historic partnership with Disney across all of its platforms to elevate black and brown directors, creators, storytellers, and producers, and to inspire the youth with compelling and authentic perspectives. First of all, Colin Kaepernick was adopted by a white family. Let's just be honest with this, okay? Colin Kaepernick was adopted and raised by white parents, okay? So if I want to hear about someone's struggle in America, why don't we hear about someone who grew up in the hood, not Colin Kaepernick, who went to University of Nevada, Reno, was an awful NFL quarterback, a self-righteous, anti-American, sanctimonious activist. See, I'm going to use PG language because we have a lot of kids listening to this. Kaepernick continued by saying, I look forward to sharing the docuseries on my life story. Good. Colin Kaepernick, who was adopted and raised by white parents, had an upper middle class upbringing, is now telling us how oppressed America is. Only in America, Colin, could a fool like you be given a chance and be adopted to be able to have an upper middle class journey to go to University of Nevada, Reno, so that you could go tell us how awful of a country that we are. One thing that I learned in the last couple of years is America is the only country in the history of the world where even those who say they hate it refuse to leave. There's an entire cottage industry on hating the country that has given the opportunity to enrich yourself. Disney executive chairman Bob Iger, who's a complete fool, he said this, during this unprecedented time, the Walt Disney Company remains committed to creating diverse and inclusive content that resonates and matters. Colin's experience gives a unique perspective on the intersection of sports, culture, and race, which will undoubtedly create compelling stories that will educate, enlighten, and entertain, and we will look forward to working with him on this important collaboration. In the sister episode today, when I talk about TikTok, I talk about how America's ruling class and elites are perfectly happy selling out our country just as long as they keep on making their hundreds of millions of dollars. Bob Iger, top of the list. Colin Kaepernick will see his projects distributed across all Disney platforms, by the way. ESPN, Hulu, The Undefeated, Pixar, Walt Disney Company. They're all sellouts, every single one of them. Corporate America is now rigged to destroy our country. I mean, Colin Kaepernick is the absolute example of someone who wants to play the victim card for no reason at all whatsoever. None, zero, nothing. He was an awful quarterback. That's it. It's not that complicated. He does not have the talent to compete in the National Football League. He could easily talk about how black fathers should not abdicate their responsibility. He could easily start an entire campaign going to the inner city talking about the beauty of adoption. Maybe talking about how, hey, I'm Colin Kaepernick. I'm glad I wasn't aborted because in certain cities, black kids are usually aborted. And I was adopted by white parents. What a beautiful country this is. Instead, Colin Kaepernick goes around parading as a grievous industry, and then corporate America panders to it. This is not a functioning country that we're living in right now. Someone like Colin Kaepernick is the bottom of the barrel, the scum of the scum. He wore socks depicting police officers, our heroes in blue, as pigs. He wears shirts celebrating killers of gays, Che Guevara and Fidel Castro. I'd like to see him go wear those shirts in a Cuban neighborhood. People that have experienced real oppression. Colin Kaepernick, tell me materially what oppression you've experienced in your life. You had a full scholarship to the University of Nevada, Reno. There are pictures of you being paraded by your white parents who adopted you. And on your senior night at University of Nevada, Reno, you were drafted and played in a Super Bowl for the San Francisco 49ers. A Super Bowl that, by the way, you performed awful in. You were terrible. You choked. Choke City Colin Kaepernick. You were then were given the heir apparent to go rebuild the San Francisco 49ers the next year, and you were terrible, awful, despite having incredible talent. And now Jimmy Garoppolo has run circles around you and actually brought the 49ers back to Super Bowl prominence. Look, sports are finally coming back. So here's what you got to do. You got to check out our exclusive partner, betonline.ag. Massive UFC event this weekend, NASCAR, Formula One, and EPL in full swing. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. If you need more, BetOnline has simulated NFL Madden games, NBA 2K, and UFC happening every single day live for you to watch and wager on. And as sports get closer to returning, BetOnline has future odds on everything you can imagine. Season win totals, division odds, and even odds on every league championship. Visit betonline.ag and use your mobile device to join now and use your promo code PODCAST1 to receive your new welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit betonline.ag. Don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Colin Kaepernick is a fraud. He's a con man. He's a grifter. And corporate America kowtows it. And corporate America just bows down to it. Bob Iger, give me a break. Disney, forking over millions of dollars. Never before has hating America been so profitable. You want to make millions of dollars? Just say you hate this country and say it's because of your skin color. I tweeted this earlier out. Colin Kaepernick is the face of Nike. Last week, he signed a deal with Netflix. Today, he announced a partnership with Disney. Nike, Netflix, and Disney are the three largest companies in America by revenue. Remind me how oppressed he is. He rails against American capitalism, says it's the worst thing imaginable, and then he goes and makes millions of dollars. If Colin Kaepernick was such a righteous individual, if Colin Kaepernick was such a virtuous person, really crusading for the working man, why is he taking the money? Why doesn't he do this for free? Let's just be very clear about this. Colin Kaepernick's kneeling was never about police brutality. It was against America. He hates America. He's an anti-American ingrate. He shouldn't be taken seriously, let alone have millions of dollars be forked over by Disney. And for parents out there that are listening to this, and you have your Disney Plus memberships, cancel it. Stop supporting this garbage. Seriously, I mean, people that use their hard-earned money to fund leftist enterprises like Walt Disney, what are you doing? And they have these massive contracts of people like Colin Kaepernick now. Let's quote him directly. Let's talk about Colin Kaepernick's own words from the kneeling. I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. Colin Kaepernick, you were adopted by white parents. Why does no one in the activist media dare mention this? That Colin Kaepernick has not been oppressed, okay? Colin Kaepernick has lived a great life. He could have retired as a multimillionaire. Instead, he's trying to sow racial division because you know why? Colin Kaepernick is an antisocial personality. Colin Kaepernick is the type of person when everyone can agree on something, he has to just start screaming because he's not getting enough attention. He's a narcissist. He's a nihilist. He is the worst of human behavior that I have ever seen. The worst. It's actually sociopathic. It's pathologically sociopathic. For him to parade around and spit on the sacrifices of American generations that came before him, that built an equitable, benevolent, generous, creative country? That only in a country like that could someone with no talent, or let's just say marginal talent like Colin Kaepernick, be able to now gallivant around for the next couple decades and be treated as a victor despite him creating a victim cottage industry. Mind you, the message was not that the nation had made mistakes in the past and that there were certain reforms that needed to be accomplished. Instead, it was that we need to eradicate America as we know it. His message was that our institutions are racist and oppressive and that the nation is unworthy of pride or celebration. While President Trump was celebrating America in front of Mount Rushmore, he called out this sort of cultural Marxism. Play tape.
Our nation is witnessing a merciless campaign to wipe out our history, defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Many of these people have no idea why they are doing this, but some know exactly what they are doing. They think the American people are weak and soft and submissive. But no, the American people are strong and proud, and they will not allow our country and all of its values, history, and culture to be taken from them.
He said directly that it's infecting and indoctrinating our young people. And then Colin Kaepernick, by contrast, said this. Black people have been dehumanized, brutalized, criminalized, and terrorized by America for centuries and are expected to join your commemoration of independence while you enslaved our ancestors. We reject your celebration of white supremacy and look forward to liberation for all. Was it white supremacist when your white parents adopted you, Colin? Black people have been dehumanized, brutalized, criminalized, terrorized. But yeah, maybe by Democrats. But it was Republicans that liberated black people, gave black people the right to vote, passed the Civil Rights Act. Why don't you talk about how black fathers are missing in the black community, Colin? Why don't you talk about the statistics in Illinois? You want to know the statistics in Illinois? That 70% of all prisoners in Illinois have no fathers. 60% of rapists that were raised in Illinois have no fathers. 72% of adolescent murderers, no fathers. That 80% of black children in Chicago are raised without fathers. Instead, you're trying to paint a picture that our country is racist, bigoted, homophobic, backwards, and colonialist. You, sir, are a con man. You're a grifter. You're like Al Sharpton. You will do whatever it takes to get yourself attention because you've never created a thing in your life. Show me one thing that you've created that is sustainable, good, virtuous, or moral in the world, Colin Kaepernick. Nothing. Never will, never have. Because for you, you are a force of destruction. You are the worst of American society. And for anyone that stands by and supports his endless attack on the spirit and the fabric of our country is just as complicit with it as anyone else. And where are his parents in all this? I mean, where are the parents that adopted him? Have they spoken out? I haven't seen it. Why have Colin Kaepernick's parents not spoke out and be like, oh, how would you have done if we didn't adopt you? Probably not too well. I have no tolerance for people that make it a career to hate America, that go make millions of dollars, that want to allegedly expose and destroy the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. And to finish on the Jemele Hill point, Jemele Hill, who's producing this documentary, she's hosting it or whatever for Disney. Do you know that she argued that black kids should not go to school with white kids anymore? That black athletes should segregate themselves from white athletes? It's a perfectly respectable position on the left now. They basically want to repeal the Civil Rights Act. In fact, that's the way that we should frame it. The Democrats want to repeal the Civil Rights Act. Why? Because they didn't argue in favor of the Civil Rights Act in 1964. Democrats and activists like Colin Kaepernick and Jemele Hill, they want to go back to the antebellum South. They do. So according to twitchy.com, and you look at this Twitter back and forth, Jemele Hill pushed for the segregation of black students. It's very simple. Jemele Hill thinks that black kids and black athletes should only go to HBCUs and go to black colleges. I mean, hey, it's been a while since the 1950s. I guess she wants to go back to it. Democrats are now advocating for a return to the antebellum South. Computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But you can't fix any of these new features yourself, so when something breaks, it could cost you a fortune. I could tell you one of my friends, they had some incredible problems with their car, tech-related trouble, and they used CarShield, and it was incredible. CarShield, that's right, CarShield has affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a recovered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. The people at CarShield understand payment flexibility is an absolute must. Monthly plans can be customized to fit your needs with rates as low as $99 a month. No long-term contracts or commitments. CarShield gives you options that just others won't. You get to choose your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield takes care of the rest. They also offer you complimentary 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed. CarShield has helped over 1 million customers, so drive with confidence, knowing you got coverage from America's number one auto protection company for as low as $99 a month. You can protect yourself from surprise and save thousands. For a covered repair, call 800-CAR-6000 and mention the code Kirk, or visit carshield.com and use the code Kirk to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code Kirk. A deductible may apply. Speaking of people who want to start a race riot in our country and a race war, Don Lemon and Terry Crews had an incredible back and forth. Don Lemon he's right there with Colin Kaepernick. In fact, I think Colin Kaepernick should become a co-host of the Don Lemon show on CNN. It made me absolutely sick. Don Lemon wanted to decide that the opinion of another black man, Terry Crews, was simply not woke enough. It was really hard to watch, but I encourage you to pioneer through it. Play tape.
This is the thing, Don. You know, black people need to hold other black people accountable. I said this the same thing. This is the Black America's version of the Me Too movement. If anything is going to change, we ourselves need to look at our own communities and look at each other and say, this thing cannot go down. And this is the thing, too. There are a lot of great, great people there who are held hostage, by people who literally are running these neighborhoods with violence and then claiming that Black Lives Matter. When you look at the parents of these little kids who are mentioning, saying, hey, man, why aren't they speaking up for me, too? And then this is what I'm saying. When I look at this whole thing about, you know, it's about who is controlling the narrative. It's got to be all Black Lives Matter. And what's happened is that because I even challenged it, because I even questioned and warned people,
Terry,
I became sick. Like, if I told you to wear a mask,
but Terry,
they want to kick you out.
You're a high-profile person. You're writing things out there. You know you're going to get backlash. You know people are going to respond to what you're saying on Twitter. So I don't think you should be surprised by that. I have a skin as tough as an armadillo because of what I do, and I think maybe you should adapt that. But here's what I have to say. The Black Lives Matter movement was started because it was talking about police brutality. If you want an all Black Lives Matter movement that talks about gun violence in communities, including, you know, black communities, then start that movement with that name. But that's not what Black Lives Matter is about. It's not an all encompassing. So if you're talking about if someone started a movement that said cancer matters, and then someone comes in and says, why aren't you talking about HIV? It's not the same thing. We're talking about cancer. So the Black Lives Matter movement is about police brutality and injustice in that manner, not about what's happening in black neighborhoods. There are people who are working on that issue. And if you want to start that issue, why don't you start it? Do you understand what I'm saying?
But when you look at the organization, police brutality is not the only thing they're talking about.
I know that, but I agree, but that's not what the Black Lives Matter movement is about, Terry. Black Lives Matter is about police brutality and about criminal justice. It's not about what happens in communities when it comes to crime, black-on-black crime. People who live near each other, black people, kill each other. Same as whites. 80-some% of white people are killed by white people.
True.
Because of proximity.
Very true.
It's the same thing with black people.
But
that happens in every single neighborhood. But that doesn't, again, I'm not saying that's not important that those kids died, but it's a different movement.
So what's the background here? Terry Crews had the audacity to tweet this. and start a total firestorm. Terry Crews said this. This is considered a controversial opinion. And if you think you're losing your country, you are. If you think you're asking yourself, what happened? Well, Republicans don't fight. That's what happened. We've been through that plenty of times. President Trump's fighting and needs to fight even harder on this. But the fact that this is a controversial statement, the country can't survive this. It just can't. The country cannot survive the fact that this is a controversial statement. Ready? Are all white people bad? No. Are all black people good? No. Knowing this reality, I stand on my decision to unite with good people, no matter the race, creed, or ideology. Given the number of threats against this decision, I also decide to die on this hill. God bless you, Terry Crews. You are a hero, and you have more courage than almost any single Republican I have ever seen. It is a good hill to die on, and we are going to support you. At Terry Crews, I hope he does not give an inch. I hope he stays as strong as he looks. I don't care if he's a Democrat. I don't care if he's a socialist. The fact that he's standing up against the woke left mob shows that he has a spine, that he has a backbone, and that he loves what is good and decent in the world. It is a hill that hundreds of Union soldiers died on. It's a hill that Martin Luther King Jr. died on. It's also the hill that our founders envisioned every American would die on. So God bless you, Terry Crews. We have your back. But what we saw from Don Lemon was a towing of the "you ain't black if you ain't Democrat" party line. And this is why I'm so appreciative of Candace Owens and Brandon Tatum and Terrence Williams. It's the stuff they have to go through to just be a black Republican conservative is unbelievable. It's incredible. And yet they stand strong. God bless the black conservatives out there. MAGA Hulk and Thomas Sowell and Bob Woodson, Shelby Steele. It just inspires me to keep going. You think you got it tough? Be a black conservative. They literally tried to assassinate you if you dare speak out. Now, mind you, notice Crews never even made an explicit or implicit statement in support of Donald Trump. He simply questioned the liberal orthodoxy and said it was too much for Don Lemon to handle. He immediately became defensive as soon as it became clear that Terry Crews is going to raise the issue of what BLM Inc. truly supports. Lemon cuts him off and talks over him in arrogantly and like a snobbish elite. And back to the point, as I was saying, Snoop Dogg on Instagram published a, I don't even want to say the word. I don't want to say the word because it's going to get caught. It's going to get put out of context. A graphic on Instagram calling the worst thing you can call a black conservative, starts with a C, you guys can fill it in, with Terrence Williams and Candace Owens and all of that. I'm not going to say the word. I don't do that. And by the way, here's what Terry Crews was going to say before Don Lemon interrupted him. That BLM Inc. allegedly tries to denounce police brutality, but also it's into trans rights, gay rights, destroying the patriarchy, toppling sexist power structures, environmental justice. They want to disrupt the nuclear family and get rid of heteronormative thinking. He's gotten some of the most awful responses you could imagine on social media. Seriously. And it's no surprise that the media doesn't want people like Terry Crews speaking the truth. It would destroy their narrative that BLM Inc. is nothing more than a nationwide peaceful protest about injustices done unto the black community. And as if the countless black children killed over July 4th weekend weren't enough to debunk that narrative. Look, I want to talk to you about internet freedom. Social media companies get to decide what content is suitable for the sensitive snowflakes among us and censor whatever they don't like. Shouldn't you be the one to decide what you want to read or watch, not them? There's one thing you can control, their access to your data, and that's why I use ExpressVPN. You see, the problem with big tech companies is that they not only do they censor what you read, they track what you do online. They track what you're searching for, the videos you watch, and everything that you click. They use this data to serve you ads and can match your activity to your offline identity using your device's unique IP address. That's exactly why I use ExpressVPN. I use ExpressVPN to protect myself from the Orwellian tech companies that want to attack your computer or your device. These tech companies can't see my IP address at all. Sorry, can't see it. My identity is masked and anonymized by a secure VPN server. Plus, ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from hackers and the bad guys on the internet. Does that sound complicated? It's not, I promise. ExpressVPN software takes just 1 minute to set up on your computer or phone. You tap one button and you're protected. So why give these tech companies a free license to know everything about you? And then you turn around and sell off all your information. It's time to take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/Charlie by visiting my special link. You get 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free. Who doesn't like to save money, right? It's expressvpn.com/Charlie, ExpressVPN.com/Charlie, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Speaking of July 4th and Independence Day weekend, the New York Times published the latest in what can only be seen as an anti-American screed published across their Sunday Review section of the failing New York Times. Breitbart described it as, quote, an economic manifesto that lays out a radical left-wing vision for redesigning the American economy in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. And again, remember, this is the New York Times Independence Day programming decision. What better way to celebrate our country, right, than with articles that say, tax the rich and their heirs, and banks should face history and pay reparations, or America needs some repairs, what the courage to change history looks like. Here's a section of their other editorials that they published. The jobs we need, when bosses shared their profits, tax the rich and their heirs, as I mentioned. All this nonsense on Independence Day weekend. This is a diabolical, focused, attempted Marxist takeover of our country. As I've said before, you do not seek to change or transform that which you love. But the New York Times, no problem with that. Just look at the 1619 Project, another anti-American screed for which the New York Times actually took home a Pulitzer Prize. And I've been recently made aware of the 1776 Project by Bob Woodson, black economist who's talking about the true founding of our country was in 1776. Never before has it been so profitable and so advantageous and lucrative to hate America. Don't engage and support with it. If your kids are learning the 1619 Project, take them out of that school. If you are purchasing Disney products, don't go to Disney World. I know that, oh, wow, I really want to go. Okay, well, fine, sure, go support the downfall of America, I guess. Like, I guess that's important. There are other places to go. Go to the national parks, okay? I can guarantee you right now, your family will be long-term more fulfilled with a visit to the Grand Canyon than to Orlando at Walt Disney World. No question at all whatsoever. But as long as the corporate America leftist Marxist axis of malevolence stays in place, we will cease to have a functioning country. I can't say this clearly enough. One of the most troubling trends that I've seen in the last couple months is how corporate America has tried to get on the right side of the extortionists, the boycott, the divestment, and the Marxist radicals. It's almost like corporate America wants to be appreciated and protected, not have a country. They would rather have a burning country and maximize profits than actually have a country and maybe just moderate profits, but still have an America their kids could grow up in. They have no interest in an America that they care about. And it's become so clear to me in the last couple of years. I used to think that, oh, why would corporate America not want what's best for America? Oh my gosh. It's one thing if your company invests in the country and donates appropriately and tells these anti-American radicals to go pound sand. Now you see it clearly. It's corporations that are funding the downfall of our country. This is not sustainable for more than a decade. It's not. It's just not. You cannot have a ruling class that hates the country so much and panders to the activists without this coming to a collision point. You can't have a country this way. You can't. At least if corporate America was indifferent and just said, we're not taking a stance, that's fine. But the fact that they're getting into the funding mechanisms of the worst aspects of American society, it's incredibly troubling. America is the only country ever to exist where even those who say they hate it refuse to leave. That shows you actually live in a great country where you could become a multimillionaire around the idea of hating the country. That's how you know you live in a pretty awesome place. We need to teach our history. We need to tell people that we do live in the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. And we need to not support people like Colin Kaepernick or the National Football League or the National Basketball Association. Let them pander to an ever decreasing, vocal, angry, resentful, miserable minority of people in our country. I still have hope and optimism for the United States of America. I'm committed to that optimism. I'm committed to a brighter tomorrow. But we have to purge the pessimistic Marxists from our ranks. We cannot take these people seriously as if they want what's best for our country, and we certainly can't fund them it's up for us to do it. Please email me your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Listen to our sister episode where we do a deep dive on TikTok. If you guys want a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show, hit subscribe, screenshot us that you've done that, and email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. Get engaged, get involved. Start a chapter, tpusa.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. And for those who want to become monthly supporters, go to charliekirk.com/support. charliekirk.com/support to support our program so we can continue to deliver these episodes for you. Almost 14 a week. We're almost at that. It's pretty incredible the amount of content that we are producing, and our team does a phenomenal job. charliekirk.com/support. charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening. We live in a beautiful country. It's time to fight for it, everybody. Stand with courage. God bless you. Talk to you soon.